Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I have your zip code to locate an account?
Hey, Shani. This is Jim. I'm 33774.
What was the name again? I'm sorry.
Well, it's my wife, Jeanette Brazell. She got an email, and we noticed a charge on our account for something she did not order. I don't know what she was looking
at.
Let's
get the account pulled up and we can see what's going on. Can you confirm the address for me?
14213 Jeff Road.
Thank you. I do have an account here. It looks like a sweepstakes offer was completed on April 26th.
This line is terrible. I keep hearing crackles. But go ahead.
Let me stop because I'm not hearing it. Is it clear now?
All right, keep talking. We'll see.
Okay. Well, a sweepstakes offer was completed on April the 26th for a KitchenAid mixer. There were some terms and conditions which enroll her into Bitehub, which is a meal plan app that you download, and it helps you to use real food to boost energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Has different activity trackers and meal recipe guides. She was charged $59.89. That is the monthly subscription for the app.
We want to cancel it.
Okay. Well, if she'd like to keep it, I can reduce the monthly cost down to $20.
No, we want to cancel it and get a credit back because she felt she did not select it at all. She was looking at it, and for some reason, she noticed the charge on her card.
Okay.
And the other thing is, when we noticed it, we called the bank, so they canceled her credit card, and we're waiting for a new one now.
Okay. Has she gone forward with disputing the charge?
Yes, she did, but for some reason, it's still posted.
Okay. So the charge did go through. I will go ahead and get this account canceled. That will stop any future membership charges. Unfortunately, I cannot issue a refund with the dispute in process. However, I am willing to issue a refund, but I would need to speak with your bank to get you to drop the dispute so we can get that issued back to the account, being that the card is canceled. Because what's going to happen when you continue that dispute, unfortunately, it will not be refunded, and that is due to that terms and conditions being in agreement, which she did authorize. So to prevent that from going into chargeback status and not being able to be issued a refund by your bank, just have them give us a call on a three-way call and we can get the account refunded, okay?
Okay. Can you hold? Well, I can't do that with the bank because it'll have to be my wife to do that because she had to call.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what I will do is I will provide you with a confirmation number and then I'll make some notations on the account. And once we do speak with the bank on the line, we can go ahead and get the account refunded.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And
just let me know.
Confirmation.
All right, it will be 920-662-345. And if you don't mind, let me place you on a brief hold to notate the account that you, once we speak with the bank, we can get you refunded, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I do have everything updated on the account that once we do speak with the bank, we'll go ahead and get that refund issued for you. Is there anything else that I can assist you with in the meantime?
No, I think we're good.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.